So as Election Day looms, 3 days away now till we head to the polling booths, but 3 million of us have already voted, around 400,000 casting ballots yesterday alone.
I hesitate to project why that might be, because there are reasons that people have to have for early voting, and my presumption as the Commissioner is that people have those reasons for early voting. But anecdotally, we are hearing a lot of information about convenience.
Convenience, that's the Australian Electoral Commissioner Tom Rogers speaking on ABC News Breakfast this morning. At this time in the 2016 election, 1.82 million Australians had cast an early vote. So we're coming out in numbers this time, that's for sure. 3.2 million people have gone to the polls early. It's changing the way parties and candidates run their campaigns, and already MPs, including the Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, are suggesting the early voting period, the pre-polling period, should be reviewed, that perhaps it's too long. Dr. Stephen Mills is Honorary Senior Lecturer at the School of Social and Political Sciences at the University of Sydney. Stephen Mills, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
So nearly a third of electors are expected to vote early in this election by the time Saturday comes around. What does that tell us about how engaged people are this time around? Does it tell us anything about that?
I don't think it says that people are disillusioned. A lot of the early voters, we understand, are the rusted-on partisans. You know, the people who are completely certain that they want to, that they know who they want to vote for, and that, you know, nothing that can happen in the rest of the campaign will change their mind. There are some voters, it seems, early voters, who are perhaps more the disengaged type. Capricious, maybe, you know, who see the early voting centre when they're doing their shopping and they just say, well, I'll pop in now and get it over and done with. But the parties, the major parties especially, encourage the rusted on supporters to vote early.
And why do they do that?
Well, it's actually an efficiency argument. It means so that they can concentrate their campaigning efforts on the voters who have not yet voted, who are more likely to be undecided and therefore persuadable to the cause. It's a kind of lock it in, Eddie, you know, argument. If you're going to vote for us, well, go and vote now, and then that's done, and we can concentrate on the people who we really need to persuade to win the election.
Do you think it tells us anything about the mood of the electorate?
Well, it might tell us that people are very eager to vote, but it might also tell us that people are
eager to get it done and dusted so they don't have to think about it.
Maybe, but also eager to participate, you know, the rusted on types. Most of the positions that and attitudes, opinions of voters seem to have been, you know, settled in place over a long period of time. The polls have been pretty stable, so that suggests that there's not a lot of shift going on out there. And so it just may be that people are voting early because they've already decided. But I do think there's a concern, actually. I mean, you know, not everybody has decided. Not everybody has got all of the facts and heard all of the arguments yet. And so I think there is a risk with early voting that we're getting people essentially voting in ignorance.
Yeah, it's a question about whether pre-polling at all, or certainly a long pre-polling period, and this is 3 weeks, so it's more than half of the election campaign, is good for our democracy, isn't it? Because it means that a lot of people are going to the polls before they've heard the arguments and the policies of both sides. Certainly that's how it's rolled out in this election campaign.
Yeah, I think it is a concern. I think on the one hand, look, we've got a compulsory voting system and it is appropriate. It's strongly appropriate that people be given, you know, the greatest possible opportunity to participate when and where they like. On the other hand, you know, we used to have an election where there would be the arguments, the campaigning, and then it'd stop. There'd be an election blackout even, and then people would vote. Now, running 3 weeks of campaigning concurrently, simultaneously with voting, it kind of muddies the water a little bit.
But that's just an argument for change, for the parties catching up with the world, really. I mean, social media has changed the way campaigns are relevant anyway and the way they're run. That's already a major change. What we're seeing sort of publicly on the television news at night is not necessarily as important as it once was, because there's a whole other campaign running on social media. I mean, is that an argument for cutting it back, or it should convenience trump everything in a compulsory voting system?
Look, I think it's difficult to put the genie back in the bottle. I think early voting is with us to stay, but 3 weeks does seem to be too long. 2 weeks would be in my opinion, quite adequate. And there are even voices arguing for less, for 1 week or even a weekend. There was a parliamentary committee that looked at this in reviewing the 2016 campaign, dominated, of course, by the major parties. They recommended strongly that there be no more than 2 weeks of pre-polling.
So why didn't that happen?
Yeah, good question. I think there is a pressure from the electoral commissioners to make it as long as possible. It's tied in with the, bit technical, but the timing of the nomination of candidates. As soon as that closes and the ballot papers are printed, well, then we switch immediately to voting. So there's no gap between the, really a very small gap between the close of nominations and the commencement of early polling.
That's a good point, though, isn't it? I mean, the nominations of candidates, all very well, it closes then and people can vote. A lot of people who voted in the first week or the first 10 days could have voted for candidates that are no longer eligible. We've had, I think, must be a record number of candidates struck out under Section 44 or parties, delisting them because of attitudes that have been found and dug up on social media and other places.
Yeah, the zombie candidates.
And it's a waste of people's vote.
Yes, for sure. Well, it's still going to be counted, obviously, but if they thought they were voting for a candidate representing their party, that is not the case. And so early voters have really kind of lost out on an opportunity to reconsider. So I think for the next review of the 2019 campaign, the parliamentary committee will definitely have to look at that whole nomination process, close of nominations, eligibility requirements, and the way that it intersects with this three-week pre-polling period. It just seems to be too long. It's also really difficult for the parties to campaign. You know, it's an unequal playing field here. The major parties are more able to staff the pre-poll voting centres with volunteers. The smaller parties and the independents don't really have that big army of, you know, volunteers that they can mobilise at the drop of a hat to stand there for 3 weeks, you know.
Yeah, to me that's actually the most compelling argument, that it does give the major parties, with all their, bands of supporters and volunteers and well-organised sort of machine on the ground, an advantage. Because if you're an independent, it's hard enough to get people to, be at the booths on polling day, let alone for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's very tricky. I mean, I think that's the number one issue, isn't it?
Yeah, and underlined by the fact that if you're a very wealthy, well-heeled small party campaigner, you might be able to pay your volunteers to stand, so pay your how to vote people at the booths. And I don't think that's a thing that we really want to see in Australian elections, to have a lot of kind of non-volunteer volunteers, if you follow.
Yeah, it's 9:15 on Breakfast. Our guest is Stephen Mills. Stephen Mills is an honorary senior lecturer at the School of Social and Political Sciences at the University of Sydney, has had a very close look at pre-polling. There are rules around this, Stephen, and so cutting back the number of weeks that pre-polling is allowed is one issue, but maybe enforcing the rules too, because you're meant to be eligible to vote early. You have to be able to say you're absent for your electorate on polling day for a good reason, sick or approaching childbirth or travelling or safety concerns. But from what I hear, people are barely being asked, and if they are asked, they can just say, and there's no checking around this. Can that be changed?
Again, it has been changed. It's been deregulated, which is what we've got now. So in the old days, it used to be a declaration vote. You would have to go in and make a declaration. I am unable to vote on election day, so I need to vote early. That would be a form, and then it would be kind of a box-ticking exercise. That's all pretty well gone now, reduced to a kind of self-enforcement. And we heard Tom Rogers in The Grab just before this interview. It's a kind of self-enforcement. So you can basically go in and vote whenever you like on your own declaration that it's convenient. And, of course, from an electoral administration point of view, from Tom Rogers' point of view, they won't and shouldn't turn away voters. You know, if somebody is...
Of course, on that and just briefly, but, you know, from an organisational point of view, it doesn't help with the count on the night. The AEC won't count these votes until election night, will they?
Absolutely. They will be kept under lock and key, either in the polling centre or moved to large regional counting centres, and they're only opened. Well, they may possibly be sorted beforehand, as I understand it, but they will certainly not be counted until after the close of polls on election day. And that's absolutely as it should be.
Stephen Mills, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Fran. Thank you.
Stephen Mills is Honorary Senior Lecturer at the School of Social and Political Sciences at the University of Sydney. And turns out we are just loving pre-polling. The latest figures given to us for the AEC this morning is 3 million of us have already voted. And estimates are it could be as many as 5 or 6 million by polling day. It's 13 to 9 on Breakfast.